What are we doing here today? We've come up to London today, obviously Budget Day, to show our dismay at the government. What could possibly go on in the budget for not only farmers but for everybody, and with the ongoing inheritance tax issues. We didn't find out. We travelled up late last night and got into London about 1:30 this morning and didn't know anything about it till we were stopped by police officers and said the demonstration isn't going ahead. You're not permitted to park your tractors in London. Then proceeded to give us some paperwork and show us on a map where we couldn't park. But as I say, luckily enough, we managed to get parked up off the road and we stayed in our tractors all night. But why it's been cancelled, I do not know. I can only presume that there's going to be some ultra bad news in the budget this afternoon, and the powers that be in the city didn't want hordes of farmers with heavy machinery in the city. I farm in Andover in Hampshire. We're about 600 acres and I'm a mixed farm, so I produce store cattle and I produce arable crops. Not me, because I'll be in a box, but my two children, when the day when I die, hopefully I've got a few more years left in me yet, and a rough bag paper sums will be $1 million, $1.5 million, and we just don't earn the money out of it. And my children will have to pay a vast amount of money to buy their own farm back. So we are down by the Tate Gallery. I can't remember the name of the road down there. But we managed to park off the road outside the Tate Gallery at about 1:30 this morning. We had interactions with the police that informed us that the demonstration had been cancelled today. Wouldn't advise us as to where else we could park up because they weren't allowed to. So as I say, we got off the road and we slept in the tractors all night. As we've been stood here, yes, we've been warned as we're talking to people and members of the public, we've been warned that if we don't move on, we may possibly be arrested. And red tractor is another thing that is getting outdated, you know. You can go into a shop and buy something that's red tractor assured, a piece of meat. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's produced or grown in England, as long as it's been packed in a red tractor assured production line, they can put that sticker on there. But the meat might be from somewhere around the world that's got substandard practices to ours, and it's just not a level playing field that we can compete with.
So my name's Mark Wattler. I work on a big arable farm in the Vale of Bever in Leicestershire. I've been working on farms since the age of 12, and it's all I've ever wanted to do. It's just soul destroying at the moment. We want to be listened to. We want to produce the best quality food in this world. We want to feed this country. We want British people to buy British food that's traceable. We know where it's come from. We know what inputs have gone into it, what chemicals have gone into it. And it's all about traceability. And we need to support our British farmers and pay them a fair price for their food. Because at the moment, we're getting paid the same prices as we were 2 years ago, but our import costs have doubled. So it's just, we just want to be listened to. The inheritance tax, yes, it's a massive thing. That's what the media picks up on all the time. And yeah, we would like them to review that and raise the thresholds so it doesn't impact so many family farms that just want to farm and want to pass those farms on to their kids and their grandkids. This demonstration was started organising 6 weeks ago. And we got permission from the Met Police to park on Whitehall like we did last time when we had to visit London before, and have a peaceful demonstration, a show of numbers, and just tell the government that we haven't gone away. But yesterday afternoon at about 3 o'clock, the organisers got told by the Met Police that we're not allowed to bring any agricultural vehicles, tractors, etc. into London. We're allowed to have a peaceful foot protest. They've given us a little patch of land down the road here to have a peaceful protest, which we plan to do anyway, but the police have just overreacted, unfortunately. You know, a lot of people have just come down and brought their tractors anyway, because we've got a right to protest. We were here peacefully parked up on just down from Trafalgar Square, and then the police ain't put a section 50 notice or something like that on us to disperse. And they've brought in a firm with a wrecker and a low loader to forcibly evict us if we needed to. I think they've already arrested a couple of tractor drivers. Some of them have been de-arrested. but yeah, they basically just put a dispersion notice on us where we were congregating up at Trafalgar Square, so got a little bit heavy-handed with it. And all we're trying to do is our legal right to protest, which they've known about for 6 weeks. You know, this was a planned, working with them demonstration, and they're the ones that have caused all the congestion today by stopping us legally protesting.
Yeah, hi there. Tom Edwards, this is my daughter Beth. Got a son at home, Will. We're just hoping to pass all our 5 years of work, five generations of work to my next generation, Beth. The way the government have done it with this inheritance tax, it's just not going to happen. We're just going to have to find, it's going to be like £100,000 a year to pay off this stupid tax idea. We're £200,000 in the debt already. Like, how do we come up with this sort of money? Like, they haven't got a clue. We're just, you know, working 7 days a week to put food on the table for people. And they just don't realise, you know, the effort is involved. Like, it's, I don't know, I've been quite upset about it, really, to be honest. What? Why can't they just come to the table and have a talk with us? There's options out there that would sort this out. You know, I'm in favour of tax. We pay our taxes. If we earn money, we pay a fair tax. The public don't think we pay any tax, but we've got a tractor at home. It's costing us £2,500 a month just to have a tractor. We don't own it. We just lease it in like anyone else with a car. Like, and as I said, if we earn money, then we pay our fair taxes. This new tax that I see thing is just going to kill us. Like, I can't. The only way I can pay that tax is to sell land, and that, as I said, you know, four generations to build up a business that's sustainable. If we sell land off, then it's not going to be sustainable. So you'll have to work somewhere else. Like I said, the message to the government is stock up on bread and cheese. It's going to be a long winter.
So my name is Montgomery Toms, and I've been fighting kind of against authoritarian regimes and attacks on the British public since I was about 14 when the lockdowns hit, because I felt that was a really hostile and illogical and immoral and unscientific attack on young people and all generations as well. And that has expanded quite immensely into evaluating the previous government and the current government when it comes to their, as I say, illogical and immoral and completely awful approaches to the people and the public. And inheritance tax is an attack on the farmers, but it's also an attack on the people and the public. Because if you attack the farmers, the heart of our country, the backbone of Britain, the people that are responsible for putting food on our plates, then you're also attacking the British people. And that's why we've got to come together in entirety. It's not just about saying, oh, well, farmers are not professional activists out here. They've got to work, and they want to work. They don't want to be out here, but they feel like they have to. So that's why I actually say that it's actually more of a responsibility of the British public and the people to come out on the street, to top up work and grassroots work, to stand and fight for our farmers. And it's not just that. You know, I also expand on things looking at digital IDs and free speech and the fact that we have today a demonstration that has been disrupted by the Metropolitan Police as of yesterday, turning around and saying, oh, well, you can't bring your tractors in here, even though this happened last year. And the reason that is because it's terrifying. And when you see that also almost militant array last year around the tractors taking up Whitehall, you realise how much power there is in grassroots work and how much power there is within the British public and the farmers. And that terrifies them. And as I just mentioned earlier, Rachel Thieves in her announcement, I mean, it was just laughable. But what was most intriguing is she went into quite a lot of depth on some of the topics. When it comes to the farmers, it's let's brush that under the carpet. And that's why I think that they don't want this to be investigated, because there could well be, I would say there is, but I'm happy to be contested on it, a sinister ulterior motive to have the likes of kind of BlackRock and Net Zero Protocols and Mad Ed Miliband buying up land and, not Ed Miliband, but BlackRock, and sticking solar panels all over them and bringing forward this mental net zero fantasy, and also take decentralized environments and communities and centralize them and instill this relentless need for top-down authoritarian control in this country. And we're seeing it with the farmers, we're seeing it with the public, we're seeing it within education, private institutions, everywhere. There's constant need to control us. And inheritance tax, yeah, it is links.